Everyone, welcome back to the Arm Hug podcast. This is Henesis Disla, CEO of Arm Hug here, and I'm here with a special guest. Her name is Lakeisha Thomas. She is the CEO of Busy Bee Mobile Phlebotomy Services, which is such a catchy name. I saw your services on Instagram, and I was curious to know, just like so many people who are on here, how did you start your business?
Okay, I'll give you a little brief background. I've been doing phlebotomy for 20 years. I've worked everywhere, from hospitals to mobile to private care offices of physicians. And I think that my potential outgrew working for a company. I think I'm at the point where I'm ready to run my own company and exceed more as far as reaching the patient. I have a lot of patients that recommends me. They like my service. They like my relations to them, how I communicate with them. So I just want to expand myself, you know, in a broader range from outside of a medical office or a hospital. You know, I'm on call now. So I want to be more available to the patient. So that's when I decided to create my business about during our COVID season, 2020. I was like, huh, let me just try it. I just went for it. And got that LLC, and I just worked on it a little bit more. I learned off of other people that was ahead of me in the phlebotomy business. Yeah. Did a lot of Googling, that's your best friend, and got to where I was today. It took to, I say, about June of this year when things really got pushing. I met up with a friend now. He's a friend. I met him from ArmHug. Easy Stick Mobile Phlebotomy. We did some great networking together. He taught me a lot of good things that I need to do, good tips, and I just followed direction, and I'm where I am today. I launched my business in September of this year, and the day that I launched my business was the day that I put my notice in to leave my job currently. So I am now fully officially a self-employed mobile phlebotomist, and I offer services in the areas of Baltimore, Maryland, Central Maryland, Southern PA, Northern Virginia, and Washington, D.C. So I travel.
Yeah, you do.
And I've worked in those areas too. So I've had patients that travels from PA to come see me when I was at the office that I was at, the care center. And it was I felt really important, you know, that someone would travel so far to see me just for a stick. You know, I'm really good with difficult sticks. I'm like the guru of it all. Like, I can get you at one time without missing. And I think that's what attracts the patient, and they don't feel it. So I'm just happy to be here and, you know, reach out to a more people.
Right. Yeah, no. And you mentioned how those patients are looking for you. I mean, also your marketing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were probably being yourself, and you're good at your job, and people mm-hmm. remember you.
Yeah.
It's amazing yeah. how much patients remember.
Yeah. And being at a job, well, I'm not going to knock the jobs. I mean, everyone needs a job, you know, but I just feel like I outgrew the business that I was in working for someone else because my personality is so big, and it felt like I was closed in to policies and strict rules. You can't do this. You can't do that. I'm like, but no, the patient wants you to be, you know, relatable. You have to be relatable to the patient. I can't just be a robot. And, you know, it's just, it didn't work for me. I didn't like that. So I'm happy that I am in my business and I can, you know, show my personality a lot more because the patient can see who I really am when I'm there to service them. You know, and anxiety, patient anxiety is a big thing. So having a good personality goes along with that to lower patient anxiety and to get their blood drawn when they need it done.
Yeah. One of the things that attracted me to you was the way you were using your social media. I thought it was funny. I stopped and I was like, this is a mobile phlebotomist, but this is really funny. Like, this is clever. So I could see your personality and your marketing. So that's mm-hmm. that's going to be working for you for a very long time. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I appreciate that. And that's who I am in person. If I come into a room and we got blood to draw, or what do you need to do? We need to turn the music on. Do you need me to spray some lavender spray around to calm your nerves? You want to lay down? You know, I like to make the patient comfortable, and I'll talk you right through it just to take your mind off of it. I have patients that come to listen to that calm app. It's a calm app too. They'll lay down and they're like, just go for it. I'm like, okay, you know, and I'll let them, you know, listen to that. Or some patients like, can you talk to me? I'm like, okay, I'll talk to you. So I'll just go straight to what you got planned for the holiday. Close your eyes. Vision a beach setting. You want to get a margarita? I'll go to the tiki bar and get us a margarita or something, you know, and see your reaction. That's what I get. And once they start smiling, I'm like, okay, I'm done. And they're like, what? You done? What? What's going on? I love that magic that I had. And it became a passion. It really is a passion for me to do things like that. It makes me feel really good.
So I guess we could focus this interview on how you would advise somebody who's just starting out and needs help with their marketing.
What I learned from a friend, you have to be okay with being uncomfortable when you do your marketing. You know, when you just be yourself, just let it go, you will be amazed on the results that you get from it. Stop thinking about what the next person is going to say. Stop thinking, you know, sometimes compliments, good or bad, it's good. You learn from them and you grow from it. You just continue to go, keep pushing, keep, you know, finding content. There's so much content on IG and TikTok that'll, you know, of other people that's doing their business. You know, maybe you can mimic someone else's, you know, there's plenty of audios you can work with. You know, it's so much out there that you can learn from, because I'm coming from not even knowing how to edit, not knowing how to do my videos. And, you know, so when you constantly put yourself in, you have to really apply yourself to it to learn it and master it. And I've done that, you know, and now I was at a point where, so I was uncomfortable, but I helped myself from it. I wasn't able to get my business out there like I was supposed to, because I was holding myself back off of fear. Yeah. But once I swallowed all of that and went on to just do it, just do it. And this is the result that I get from it. So now that I'm seeing people, 106 people liking my views, my reels is getting shared back to back. I'm like, okay, I'm pumped. Oh yeah, this is giving me the drive to do another one. Oh, y'all like that one? Wait till I get this one. Wait till I work on that and do it again. I'm telling you, it's going to feel good. Just do it. Be okay with being uncomfortable. That's the whole part about running your own business. You have to be okay with being uncomfortable. That's like my main tip that I can give you guys, because I got it from a friend and it worked, and I believe it could work for them too.
And so you mentioned that you were seeing these patients that already saw you once before when you were working somewhere. Mm-hmm. I think that that's the best way for patients to get to know you. Like, if you're starting a business, how do you get those patients?
Well, each patient that I get in contact with, I will record it, document it. I have patients that notice that I'm not at that location anymore, and they'll ask the nurses or the doctors. I leave my numbers behind for them to get in contact with me. So if someone was to open a business and they're trying to keep their clientele, you want to just leave your number behind and let them know, hey, if you really like me, this is where I'm at. You know, hashtagging work, sharing, friends share this, or another business share that. You know, it's just getting the word out there, the marketing, keep doing it. And you'll gain your content, you'll gain your patients, and you'll get your business. But I do a lot of outreach too. So I definitely do a lot of driving around. I go to doctor's offices. I promote myself. So that's like the big deal. It's just all about in promotion and staying up to date with your current patients. So my current patients, they were upset that I left, but they do have my number to call me if they need services at their home.
Do you ever follow up with those patients?
Yes, like I do.
Email newsletter?
Yes, I have a website they can visit, and I do have their numbers. I'll send them a text message. Hey, everything okay? I have some patients that do routine draws, and when it comes to that time, I'll say, hey, do you need me to come, or do you want to, you know, go to the center, or do you need me to come to you? And they'll let me know, yay or nay, you know. So that's part of my follow-up right there. And they're just, you know, constantly promoting, constantly letting people know that you're still there. Hey, I'm here if you need me. You know, so I think that's like the main thing.
Yeah, thank you so much for saying that. I feel like people, that's like the first question I get. Mm-hmm. are wondering, you know, where are the patients? I've opened the doors, I've spent all this money on all the supplies, started my business. Where are the patients? Why are they lining up? Because they don't know you exist.
And it takes time. It's not going to happen overnight. I'm going to let you guys know it's not going to happen. Like, I'm still in my beginning stages and I have clientele, but I'm not where I want to be with my goals. But I'm not going to give up on my promotion. Like, the promotion is going to get you there. You just got to stay consistent with it. Don't take no breaks every day. Like, within a week, you should have about 4 or 5 posts on your IG with hashtags and shares. Like, I'm here. This is what I'm offering today. You know, keep it short, sweet. You know, don't tire anybody out with a lot of lettering and wording. The videos work. I mean, you know, so, and then people that, the patients that emailed you, follow up through the emails, fax, you know, that is, the equipment is out there. We just got to use it, you know?
Yeah, it's in the follow-up. You're absolutely right. And then in terms of training, because I get a lot of questions about whether you need a certification or a license. What's required in your state to get started?
Well, in my state, it's a certification. You can be a phlebotomist anywhere. But if you work outside of the state of Maryland, you need a registry. You need to be registered as a phlebotomist. So they will start you out with a certificate here. And you have to go to like 11 or 12 week program, accredited program, to get that certification. So yeah, I had some people come to me, hey, do you have a school you could teach me? I'm like, well, I have some friends I could refer you to. That's another way you could gain clients and patients. You know, you get into other businesses. Don't be too shy to support someone, you know, because I have 2 phlebotomy companies that I support. When people come to me and ask, I'm trying to get a phlebotomy certificate, can you help me out? I'm like, oh yeah, I got a friend that can help you with that. And I refer them. Or if their students come back at me like, hey, I'm trying to get this job. I need to know what to put on my resume. I have a friend to refer them to because she helped people with resumes to get a phlebotomy job. So it's just staying, being that person, that go-to person, whoever comes to me, I always got to answer. So that gains popularity. So when it comes to me sharing my content and everything, they know that I'm a legit person. They'll share that to someone who may need my services. So it's another way. Getting that business.
You're right. So you're growing your network while you're working, essentially. And you never know when you're going to need it, but somebody might need you and you refer them. That's a great way of growing your clientele.
Yeah.
And then for first-time business owners, another question that I get is, if I can't get those patients quickly enough and I'm out there marketing, are there events that I should be going to?
Health fairs, church events, nursing home events, community events. You can definitely, it's an app that's really cool that I like. It's called eventbrite.com. It shows a lot of free events that you can go to, and they have all the health fairs and all community events. Try to get in touch with them like 30 to 60 days before the events start, and see if you can get a table. Some places may charge you for a table, some places may not. So it all depends on that event, but just give yourself enough time that you can schedule it and you can get your business together, get like giveaways, pamphlets. It'll give you time to get all that stuff together so you can do those events. I think that's a really good place to go. You can also throw your own event if you want. If you can go and ask a church, hey, at the church, can I set up a blood pressure screening just to get the clientele, free blood pressures, you know? So you could just set up like maybe in a church cafe or wherever the church wants you to sit at. And if any of the people need to get blood pressures, just get your blood pressure. And then when they come sit down, I'll have all my other services displayed where so they could just be expanded to what I got to offer. Oh, you do mobile phlebotomy? Oh, I have trouble going to the lab. Okay, great. I can come to you. We can get into a whole nother conversation while I'm just taking your blood pressure. That's easy.
It's such a good idea. So I hope if you are listening, you're doing this because that's a way for customers to get to know you. It's exactly what
Fun doing it. Also, I actually have fun. My kids are getting jealous because I'm doing more than them.
So you're saying you're doing more so on social media than they are.
Yeah, I'm doing more. I'm getting more views. So they're looking like, hold on, wait a minute, man. Hold on. But you know what I'm doing, okay?
Yeah. How many times would you say you post? And are you doing all of it yourself?
Yes, I am the marketer of my company.
Wow.
So some videos now during the day, I do a lot of clipping, like just my daily routine. I'll clip this, I'll clip a video of that. And then when I come across a good reel or TikTok background, I'll put it all together or I'll do the backdrop. So I'll say about twice a day is what I try to do, maybe once. And if I don't do any videos, I'll throw a flyer up there, a flyer with some information, you know, FYI, some teaching or anything, you know, something just to fill in that slot while I'm not doing videos. So I try to keep it active as I can.
Right. Because a lot of posting is basically consistency. Stay consistent when you're posting, because that's how your views grow, your followers grow. Have you had anything go viral?
Yes.
See,
I went viral. And actually, I'm more focused on my business page, but on my personal page, I went from 1,200 followers to 15K followers back in June. So, but now I'm just trying to shift that audience over here on the other side. Okay, I want y'all off my personal page now. Let's go on this side. But I've went viral on my personal page before.
That's amazing. Do you teach classes on how to do social media? Because it sounds like you should.
No, I haven't gotten there yet. Because most part of it, I'm still learning. But I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind hosting a seminar. Like I can go live and we can talk about it, you know. That's good. Yeah. I haven't thought about it, but yeah.
Yeah, because it sounds like you're really good at it. If you guys want to hear more about this, or if you're interested in something like this, let us know in the comments, because that way we can definitely reach out to you and we can have an event on social media or just marketing. Because I get a lot of questions about this. And yes, sometimes you have to be the first person to market your own business, and eventually you can get freelancers and you can get people to help you. Have you thought about any of that? Or
I would like to once I get up there, but right now I do my own marketing. I do my own flyers, my own business cards. I do the works. I do it all on my own, me and my little computer.
And so I'm curious, like, since you've been doing all of this marketing, when you go to the doctor's offices you go to, did you previously work there, or you had to also market yourself there?
Well, I start from the ones that I previously worked at, but there are physicians that I've known from patients that like coming to me, and their patients, for some reason, I take a data of the doctors that send the amount of patients to me, because the patient would say, well, the doctor heard about you and he wants all of us to come here. And I'm like, okay, so I'll make a note of it. So when I did start the business, I went to those doctors and I market myself. And if I'm in that building, hey, if you're on the fifth floor, that's check all these offices out all the way down to the first floor. You know, I'll cover the whole area before I even leave the building. So I meet some new physicians, and maybe some physician may not be for me, like advanced radiology or, you know, stuff like that. I'll walk right past those. But if there's like an ortho or general practitioner or anything like that, I'll stop in their office and leave some flyers, introduce myself, let them know, hey, there's a program to help patients who has trouble getting to the lab. I could come to them, you know, I can be a service to them right at home.
Yeah. So. And this is so smart. So I hope people are listening closely to this, right? Because it's not like what's happening now a lot is everybody's quiet quitting, right? Mm-hmm. They're quitting. They're like, my job doesn't really need to know what I'm doing, mm-hmm. how I'm leaving, or what I'm doing next. Mm-hmm. But I can see how you could leverage that. I'm mm-hmm. leaving, but listen, I have a business now and I'm doing this mobile if you need people who are going to do it mobile.
Mm-hmm.
So they might consider it. Maybe you leave your card and they call you a few months later and say, hey, we've been seeing your flyers. We've been seeing you everywhere. Yeah, we need some help here. And they already know you.
Yeah, that part. Because if you go on to see the physicians that already know you, the neighbor may not know you, but they met you today and they happen to mention me to that physician, and he'll put a good, oh yeah, she's good. Go ahead. You know, you never know by word of mouth, you know, and they'll reach out to you just because that physician had business with me before. So it's just all about networking. You just got to keep networking. Keyword, networking, promoting, be a top, on top of your marketing. That's the main deal breaker for your business.
And how do you feel seeing other people marketing the same services or similar services on social media? Does that bother you at all?
No, it don't bother me because I feel like I am the competition.
You.
I feel like I'm the competition, but I definitely, I'll still congratulate them. Hey, this is good work. You know, I still send off a positive reaction because it'll come back on me. It'll come back to me. You know, I don't want to be negative. Everybody is trying to win. You know, in this business, it's big enough for everybody to win. Yes. So it's no need to go in with negative thoughts or any hateful thoughts about anybody in that business. You think they're, don't go in there with low vibration, doubting yourself because someone is one up on you. Just up your game and, you know, and get on the same level. Just continue to work on your stuff. Work on your stuff, your work and your business, and it'll definitely shine for you. It'll show for itself.
Yeah. And can you talk a little bit about rejection? So were there offices that you went to and you were like, hey, I'm a mobile phlebotomist. This is what I do. Here's my car. Like, did people look at you funny and were like, who is this? We don't need you. Because it happens. But I think people need
Yes, it gets frustrating. And I'm that one that run to the car and cry. So, and I'm going to let you know, to be honest, I've been there before and I'm still there. I still have rejection, but you learn from it. You got to replay what happened during that introduction. Like, what was it that turned them off? What was it that I said? Do I need to like up it up a little bit? Do I need to come in with donuts, soften them down a little bit? You know, it's just, you want to figure out like, what can I do to not be rejected the next time, because the next time can't happen. You know, the rejection can't happen next time. So it is going to be upsetting. It is going to get frustrating to you, but just keep going. You gotta deal with rejection in order to win. Sometimes rejection it makes you stronger. You know, help you grow in your business because you know, it'll help you out a long way. Rejection is a good thing sometimes. You have to look at it sometimes. It's a good thing because you may have challenging people that, you know, are hard to get to convince, and that's fine. Yeah. Go to the next person. Networking. Go to the next person. You know, give them the same service. They're going to love it. Watch. They're going to come back like, why did you deny her? She had good business. And then they may call you.
Exactly. I've heard stories that way. They rejected them the first time, and then a few months later, they gave them a call.
Uh-huh. It always works. So, you know, don't get too frustrated behind rejection. It's fine. Just keep moving. Just keep pushing. Because it's somebody out there that need you. It's a contract out there that wants you. It has your name on it. You just got to find it. It's out there. So that's what I put in my mind every day. That business is out there. That patient, the doctor, facility, whoever, it's out there. I just got to get it. I got to promote. I got to market so it can reach them. It can come across their timeline so they can see that I am here and I'm available.
Yeah. And you mentioned market. So are you marketing in any other places other than Instagram?
Facebook, TikTok. I do on foot marketing. Nursing homes, like again, physicians' offices. I have a sticker on my car, with the QR code with my website.
That is so smart.
Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to find ways. I want to get into the events, the health fairs. So that's what I'm working on. I think that's like a big market tool. Here in Maryland, they have a take a loved one to to the doctor day, and it happens every year like around January, where all physician offices, advanced radiology, whoever's in the medical field are in the convention center, and you could come down and just pay like a $20 fee and you could just meet and network with, you know, with the physicians that's there. So I think that's a big marketing tool. You just have to get that information, get yourself signed up. It's easy. And flea markets. You can go to flea markets, may want to rent out a table and just have pamphlets just sitting there. Maybe somebody will walk past and you want to try to find a heavy populated facility or a place that people go to, where as though your information could just sit there and it brings attention to it. Like I leave a lot of business cards at senior centers, on the table where they, hang out at. They may see the business card, and people that have trouble getting to the lab, they may see it and like, hey, I like that. Restaurants, I put flyers up at restaurants. What else? I got friends that work in healthcare and hospitals. They'll take a flyer for OBGYN because I do DNA testing. So they're like, okay, well, I be having some patients that be needing to know about DNA. Well, here you go. Give them a flyer. It's just all about networking and finding out where you fit in. And it's a lot of places, honestly, that phlebotomists can fit in. We work in many departments, so there are places we can go to. So that's it for
That is a lot. So that's great. And I
yeah.
also want to turn the attention to, like, how do you think businesses without social media did business back then? Like, I have to go around and tell people about my business. Let's pretend there's no social media. I have to actually talk to people. I have to have booths. I have to go to conferences. I have to look at events that are in healthcare that they might find me interesting. I know some people, they started booths in gyms. It's kind of like what you were saying with the blood pressure cuff. She was teaching some tips on nutrition, and she got some people at a gym to learn a little bit more about what she does, her services, and she also teaches nutrition. So it's like finding what you're good at, and then sometimes you would have to, like, because marketing feels like it's free, right? Like, no one's paying you to walk around, give out flyers, post. So how do you get through to people that are new at this to understand that it pays for itself once you reach those customers that really need you?
I think there was a time when we did a lot of flyers and doing door-to-door services. Door-to-door, leaving flyers. It's like the pizza man putting the flyers on the gate as they walk by, and people get the
Yes.
flyers. We put flyers or posters on cars at events. That those were ways that people got their business out there, or actually paying marketing companies. Emails was popular. And well, I was born in 83, so emails was always popular. People always reached out through emails. I worked for an aunt. She had me type up letters. She had a day something dealing with daycare, but she had me type up like 100 letters and fax them to 100 businesses. So the fax machine worked a lot. The mail system, you always mail stuff to doctor's offices. So that
Postcard,
was like yeah, so that was like a
brochure.
is a big turnaround with social media now. So, and I think it's a lot more easy because that was a lot of paper we were using back then just to get the business out. A lot of paper.
Yeah, and the reason I wanted you to go through that is because it is a lot easier now, but people still feel like, well, it's hard. Why isn't anybody, coming to me? And it's like, how many times are you posting, right? Are you really posting that many times, the 3 or 4 or 5 times a day that they're requesting people to post? And it's like, you don't have to burn yourself out. Start out small.
No.
Now there's even software that you can schedule posts.
Yes.
Have you looked into it?
Canva.com has one. It has a calendar. So around holiday season, or like if you want to host a special like breast care awareness or men health month, you have these men health panels, wellness panels. You can actually have that program and it'll post automatically to your page. I also do a lot more videos than I post, but I hold on to the videos to post another time. Like if you want to do that, just hold on to your videos, and then as the week that week come, okay, I'm gonna post this one today and post that one tomorrow. It's you can you are in control. You can manage how you post. But I agree. Don't overexert yourself. Don't tire yourself out about it. Definitely give yourself time because you have to work on your business. You have to see your patients too. So you have to set a time frame on posting. I do Sundays is most of my posting, video making and creation. for my content is mainly on Sundays because I don't work. My business is closed. But during the day, 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., most likely I'm not posting. But after 5, you may see me post a video, you know, something like that. Or during break, I have a few minutes to post the video, maybe in the car. I'll put a backdrop up and stand up outside and just do a video real quick and post it. You just got to mix it in with your work and how it works for you. But don't definitely overload yourself.
Yeah, and sometimes if you're worried about getting those likes and things, there's data analytics to, I think, every profile on Instagram. It'll show you the amount of people that are going to be on certain times of the day. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to schedule a post to basically post on Instagram or wherever it is, when there's a lot of people that are following you on your page, you can do that. And let's say you can't do it at 8 p.m. or you can't do it at 4 p.m. because you're seeing patients. Schedule it. Schedule a post.
Oh, yeah. And I think the storyline works too. Like just random pictures you want to take in your uniform, or you just seen the patient in the car, like, hey, I'm on my way to drop off or something like that. Put it in your story. It still keeps your account active, even if you're not posting. If you want to say something motivative, say some motivation or anything, post it in your stories. Just keep it running, you know, just to let people know that you're still active on your account, even though you're busy seeing patients at the same time.
Right. Or remix it. Don't they do it?
Yeah.
Videos, you can compile videos, you can put them separately. They could be as simple as a question, a poll. There's so many ideas that you could do. And
yeah, and that's where I usually utilize all that in my stories, the polling and the questions and, you know, stuff like that,
because it gets people to engage with you. I've been trying to get some phlebotomists who I think would be great for blogging and things like that, because they're asking about them and video, but they find it sometimes draining. So what advice would you give to somebody who's not, they're more afraid of trying social media because they're like, it kind of sucks out my time. So do you think there's something that has to change in their mindset to think of like social media being your friend, not your enemy?
Yeah, I think it is a mindset, you know, just set a schedule for yourself, make it specifically for business, you know, and if you, got me there, but I would say just go for it. You got to push yourself because you can't hold yourself back, or it won't happen. I mean, that's the only answer I can give you. I can't even sit here and tell you it's fine, it's gonna be great, and I get it. No, you got to do it. You know, you gotta, I gotta be that friend to tell you, you gotta get up and do it, sis. I understand it's frustrating, I know you're shy, you can't do this, but we can work it out. Maybe you need to get motivation by looking at other people's posts. See how they're doing it. Get some motivation. Maybe you might relate to what they're saying. You know, find some kind of insight and designate time to do it. And, you know, when you're comfortable. Like, because I know there are people that may be house moms or house husbands, or they may have business or may have other jobs or anything like that. Set a time around that. You know, do it while the kids are asleep at night. You know, that's the best time. You have all the time to yourself. You can really concentrate and focus on your work. You know, don't do it while you already got things going on. Because, yeah, you will be distracted and, you know, forget this. I'm just going to get back to it later. And then you don't get to it. Then what's going on? Like, you have people out there that actually started liking you, but you're not being as consistent because you're overexerting yourself. You're not prioritizing what you need to do in marketing. So just, you got to do it. You just got to set that time that you're going to be by yourself. And no one is not interfering, and get the work done. If it's just one video, start with one video. You know, and if that video motivates you, you get a couple of likes, do the next one the next day, do one more. After that, do another one, you know, until you get comfortable. And then you'll start doing more after that. So.
Wow. Okay. So I hope you guys learned a ton. Because I know I did, just like by listening to you, and you're going to inspire so many people to think more about their marketing and be smart about it. I guess my only last question is, anything that we could do for you? Is there anything you need or that you're looking for?
Support.
Okay.
Support and celebration. Because I want to celebrate you too. Make sure y'all follow me, Busy B Mobile Phlebotomy. That's Busy B MP underscore services. I think that's what it is, because I keep changing the name, but I'll give you the right IG. Look, y'all.
Yeah. I know, it's been a long day.
I'm on top of everything, but it'd be the littlest things. Like, what is my IG? But it is important. I will definitely give you the information. You can put it in the bio, that they can definitely follow me, share. If anybody needs any advice, I'm open to help out. I'm open to motivate you. If you need that girlfriend to talk to, like, I'm so frustrated, I'll definitely get you straight. Get back in there. Do the work. You know, if you need help, come to me. That's what I want from you. If you need help, come to me, and support me. That's free. It costs nothing. So that's about it.
So much for joining the show today, and I'm gonna let you go because I know how busy you are.
Yeah,
and I will be in touch.
All right,
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.